Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Jordan made headlines again last night. Because, you know, he's on NBC now.
Yeah, the, what is it, Essays in Excellence or something? MJ on Excellence?
Yeah.
Something along, it's MJ.
The Bit.
It's MJ in Excellence, I know that.
Yeah, he sits down with the old
Mike Tirico.
Tirico.
Already shot all of it.
Oh, did
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Sounds like it.
It doesn't, it's the same
it's the
scene
same,
as it was.
Yeah.
It's the, it does, yeah. It would
same
be
clothing.
Be shocking to me. I asked you this last week, it's like, is MJ really going to do, like, 82 weeks of this? Like, hell no.
No, he'll probably go out there more than once to Jordan's house. I don't know, where does he live? Florida, I think.
Is it Florida or maybe he was in Carolina? Who knows?
I mean, I think he lives on that. He probably lives all over, but
lots of places.
Probably doesn't live in Salina, Kansas.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Should, but he doesn't. Wouldn't that be awesome if you just strolling down Main Street there in Salina, Kansas, and you saw Michael Jordan?
I think the closest you're going to get to that is maybe Buffett, right? He lives in Oklahoma.
Well, Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
No, he lives in Omaha.
Omaha. I think that's probably the most off the beaten
place. Well, Jordan might be in Salina. There's an old Chicago downtown.
Well, MJ Steakhouse, right?
He played there.
Is there one of those in Salina?
No, we don't have one of those.
No.
Anyway, I don't know how much they paid him, but dude, talk about great dough. They pay you a bunch of money and send one reporter to talk to you for like 5 hours, and then they just use it for the whole season, and you cash checks.
It's like filming The Price is Right.
God, it's good to be MJ.
I don't think he needs the money, but did you see the clip of him shooting that free throw that was actually out there?
No.
Remember in the first one of those, he told the story about the last time he picked up a basketball.
Yeah.
Was years ago, or just this last year. He said he hasn't touched a basketball in years, but he rented a house for the Ryder Cup. And the guy who rented it made him shoot a free throw. And we were like, did he actually make it? Because he said he did. There's video of him.
And he made it?
Yeah, he makes it.
Okay.
Yeah, someone filmed it,
probably
obviously.
Probably one of the kids.
Yeah, and they put it out there. Yeah, that video's out there.
All right.
Yeah, but he's...
Do I want to see old Michael Jordan shooting a free throw?
I don't know. It's
Is it riveting?
It's MJ shooting a free throw. I don't know.
It doesn't seem that...
It's not. Someone said it to me, and they're like, oh, he made
Look
it.
Look at this.
And I watched, and I was like, oh, yeah, he made a free throw.
Form he said
looks,
he made it.
Form looks good.
So here he is. Tirico asked him this time about load management.
Mm-hmm. You play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day at work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like one, it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Right.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can you know, disrupt that synergy that's happening.
That's a good point about the rhythm.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan, like the worst guy to talk about, you know, he was the other 21 hours you should be preparing. Oh, shut up, dude. You were drinking and gambling.
And yet he still played.
Yeah. And that's, I think, his point.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not the best example, but I was still out there.
Well, it is strange to think, and this, the same thing goes with pitchers, right? Who was it? Was it John Smoltz that made this point? He goes, I think Smoltz was bitching about, like, we get to this pitch count thing. They're like, who decided that at 80 pitches your arm falls off? And he goes, it'd be one thing if we were doing all of this load management in baseball and guys were staying healthy. He goes, but it's not. We're load managing. Everyone's blowing out their arms. And it's the same thing. If people were load managing and then staying healthy, it would be one thing. But it's not. Guys are getting hurt and snapping Achilles. So obviously what you're doing isn't working. Whereas someone in the 90s, like MJ, that played 75 games a year, he was remarkably healthy. So I do understand the idea that these players now bitch and moan about the time and their body and the wear and all that. But if anything, it's less wear and tear because of the travel and the training and the nutrition and all that. It's way better. And yet guys are getting hurt way more and having to sit out more games. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It doesn't make sense. Load management should work, but it doesn't. It doesn't make anyone healthier.
Are they really hurt or are they just resting?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. But Michael Jordan in his career, now, he had the 1 year, his second year where he was hurt, but Jordan played 82, 82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 80, 78, 82, 82, 82.
That's crazy.
And then the last 2 years in Washington, he played 60 and 82. You know, that is unheard of.
Yeah.
And I think if you look, a lot of the guys from that era did. And so, like, and I know a lot of the guys are going to give a okay boomer, but the guy makes a valid point.
Well, yeah. Who started load management? Was that Pop and sitting all the old guys?
So. It's possible. Duncan. Shaq did not. I mean, he would schedule surgeries for the start of the year because he wouldn't play at the beginning.
Yeah, but they wouldn't call it load management. He just would be out.
He just would be out.
I think Kawhi Leonard was a big one. Remember back when he was with Toronto? Remember Toronto was like cutting edge sports science-y, kind of measuring fatigue and everything. And then Kawhi was weird and always hurt.
It's according to AI, they're giving credit to the Spurs in around 2010.
Yeah, but I think Toronto, but that's just because they were old. Pop would just, remember he would make a mockery of it. Yeah. He would put DMP old on the injury report.
But
I think it was Toronto.
But they're saying that even San Antonio was doing it with Tony Parker and Ginobili when they weren't old. And said they just started it. And then it went to the injury prone stuff with Kawhi Leonard and all that stuff. But yeah, and then they said around 2014 to 2015, it started taking on a thing, and now it became a big thing. But it's used to manage the physical demands on players throughout the NBA season. Why were the guys in the 70s, 80s, and 90s
weren't taking care of their bodies?
Care of the body, that didn't have private travel, that didn't have private masseuses, didn't have all the nutrition and all this stuff. Why were they able to play 80 plus games? And today we whine about guys playing 65. Right? Isn't 65 the limit now, or the minimum you have to do to have awards?
To qualify, yeah.
Look at like Magic Johnson. I'm interested in some old heads. because Magic was another guy that necessarily wasn't known as being like the most in shape guy in the world. He certainly wasn't cut up or anything. But I'm looking at Magic 77, 78, 79, 67, 77, 72, 80, 72, 77, 79, 79.
Yeah, they just, it wasn't really a thing back then. They just played.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Scottie Pippen in that sad Blazers 2000 season, but when they got to the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers game seven, that whole regular season, Pippen played every game. He started and played all 82, and he was like 35. That's impressive.
Jordan's point right there at the end about, I don't remember the term he used, but like the continuity with the team, rhythm.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Like how the hell can you, as a team, especially the flow of basketball, you know, the chemistry.
Yeah.
How can you, when you got guys in and out of the lineup and you don't know whether guys are in or out any given night, how can you build really good chemistry? You can't.
Oh. And I think that's, you know,
I'd love to see a study of the teams that have done rest management or load management the least. And what and how much better they are.
Yeah.
If there's a study on
that. Yeah, I don't know how you would, I mean, I'm sure someone's done it, but yeah, you would think that some sort of continuity and getting used to that. Because what we see now from teams is like, oh, don't worry, once we get to the postseason, we'll flip the switch and we'll be fine. And that's not always the case, right? I mean, the Dodgers have some of that even in baseball, right? It's like, we don't care. Wait till the postseason. And so, like, some people were criticizing Oklahoma City last year because remember, Oklahoma City was playing their guys and they were racking up wins. And it'll be interesting to see in this second year now, does Oklahoma City care about winning 70 games? Or does Oklahoma City with a bunch of young guys take the approach of, we'll see what happens come postseason time?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.